David in Tomball says, last year he replaced his roof by a company that's impossible to get a hold of. And even after
Impossible Roofing Company.
Yeah, Impossible Roofing.
I like it.
When you saw it on the side of the truck, it should have been your warning, yes. David.
We never answer our phones.
That's right. And he just thought it was a motivational thing. I'm possible.
Yes.
No, but seriously, he says that he can't get a hold of them. Mm. He says the insurance company says, hey, it's your problem.
Yes.
Is there, what kind of recourse does he have if, you know, there's a leak and it's under warranty and he can't reach the roofer?
None. So call another roofer and get probably jagged a little bit, but that's why you've got to be so careful when you hire people like this. You don't try to save money on the insurance claim. It's always going to be a responsibility. Once that check goes to you, the insurance company's off the hook. And don't get cheap on it, because so many people want to get a 50-inch screen TV out of that money, and it's not supposed to be done that way. Always get a roofer that is based in Houston, mm-hmm. a roofer that has an office, a roofer that's got decades of experience, a roofer that's associated with a major roofing manufacturer, like Ideal with GAF would be an example of how roofers are that way, and make sure they have a telephone and someone that answers it regularly.
Good points all.
That's right.
Maybe even call some of their other customers and see, get some references.
You can do that. And for the rest of you out there who are getting insurance claims, pigs get fat, hogs go to slaughter. You're going to get greedy with that money. You're going to get it on the backside the wrong way.